We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Open your Bibles with me to Hebrews 11th chapter. Now, in the other session, we talked about words, faith, and things. Now, we're going to reverse that just a little bit. We're going to talk about faith, words, and things. And allow me to take just a couple of minutes to kind of share with you kind of the direction of the other teaching, if you were not in that session, because the Word of God tells us the promises of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us that God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. And it says, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. So the Word of God is the Word of promise, and He has given us all these things through the promises of God. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that those things will come to you just because God has given them. See, He has finished the work. God's already done all He's going to do about it, but it's a matter of us receiving the promise, believing it, and entering into the provision that God has made. So the Word of God then produces the faith that'll bring the things to you or change things that are in your life. God's Word will produce the faith inside you that will change your circumstance and the things of life. So now that was the direction of the other sessions that we talked about, words, faith, and things. Now this session we're talking about faith, words, and things. Now to give you a little direction in this, when God's Word is received into your heart, you begin to say what God says about it. You can always tell if somebody's received the Word of God or whether they've just heard it. Because a person that has just heard the Word and has not received it, they'll say, well, yes, I know the Bible says that my God will meet my need, or that if I give, it'll be given unto me, but you don't understand. It just doesn't work for me. Well, now, there's an individual that's heard the Word, but they haven't received it. It's not a part of them. They give mental assent to it and say, well, yes, I know that's in the Bible, but... See, sometimes people have trouble with butterfits. They say, but if it don't work, you know. But if it don't work, what happens? Well, now there's an individual that does not have God's Word implanted in their spirit, in their life. They may know what God said, all right. But now, I don't know about you, when I began to hear this faith message, I was in a situation where, man, I mean, when I heard it, I said, I got to have it. Because I was hanging on the last knot at the end of the rope. You know, you've seen these pictures of these cats hanging on something and says, hang in there. Man, I was hanging in there. I mean, but I was at the last knot at the end of the rope. So when I heard the good news of the promises of God and how to enter into them by faith, and to speak the Word of God, proclaim what God said, the Word would produce the faith that caused me to be able to believe God for the things that He had given to me. See, not things that God didn't want me to have, but things that God had already given to me. How many of you know that if you don't know about what God has given, then you can't believe for it? So God's Word produces the faith to cause you to be able to believe for the provisions that He's already provided and the things that God has provided. But when I heard this message, I believed it. I saw it in the Word of God. I went to the Word of God and looked at it and studied it and meditated on it and spoke it, proclaimed what God said about me until it got in my spirit and became a part of me. And then they couldn't beat it out of me with a ball bat. I mean, I could look and see lack, but all I'd want to say was abundance, abundance, because that's what the Word said. The word said, if I give, it'll be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. If I sow bountifully, I'll reap bountifully. Well, thank God I just started saying what God said. I found out that I'd been saying all those years that I was walking in defeat, I was saying what the devil said. I had great faith in the ability of the devil to hinder me and keep me from the promises of God. Now, you know how I developed that faith? By saying what the devil said. I had great faith in the devil's ability. Had very little faith in God's ability to put me over in life. Now, what we need to realize is that the Word of God produces the faith that'll cause us to enter into the things or the provisions that God has made. But the first stage of this is speaking, proclaiming, saying, and praying what God said causes faith to come. You see, now when you first start doing that, it's not doing a whole lot to change your situation other than changing your attitude, your mental attitude, changing your heart, and getting you lined up, what I'd like to say, getting your head screwed on straight, if you know what I mean. Did you know that sometimes we got our head screwed on crooked? We think wrong. When you think wrong, you believe wrong. When you believe wrong, you act wrong. And you end up in wrong circumstances, wrong situations in life. But the Word of God will straighten that out. We need to learn to think like God thinks. Speak like God speaks. See, you start doing that and confessing what God said about you, and there's always somebody that'll come up and say, well, you must thank your God. You're just acting like God. Trying to act like God. Well, is that bad? Now, if I'm acting like God, saying what God said about me, then who are you acting like when you say what the devil said about you? Boy, it's getting quiet in here. I rest my case. If I'm acting like God, saying what God said, then when you say what the devil says, you're acting like the devil. Well, I'm not trying to be God. I'm trying to act as God would act in this given situation, you see. Now, let's read from Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things. What things is faith the substance of? Faith is the substance of the things that God has promised us are given to us. Now, see, there's people that are always trying to say, well, now you're just going to bankrupt God with your faith. They're afraid you're going to get something that God didn't want you to have. They're afraid you're going to get something that they would have got if you hadn't believed for it. But now listen, we're talking about things that God has given to us. The promises. This is based, I'm talking about believing God for things that the Word of God says is ours. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Then He must want us to enter into it, or He wouldn't have given it to us. How did He give it to us? Through the exceeding great and precious promises. Through the promises of God. He gave it through the word of promise. Now, if you believe the promise, confess the promise, proclaim what it says until the faith comes, you see. Take the word that promises us these blessings, confess it, proclaim it until faith comes, because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And then when you have heard and heard and heard and heard and heard the Word of God, see, faith cometh by hearing. It didn't say that faith cometh by having heard. Somebody said, well, I heard that once. Well, that didn't mean you got it. It didn't mean that faith is developed in you just because you heard it once. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. A continual sense, you see. And that word in you can be developed highly into the faith of God to receive the manifestation of the promise of God. Now, it comes by a continual saying, praying, walking, talking in agreement with what God said about it. Now, that takes time. It takes a time of development. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, we read Mark 11:23 and say, well, glory to God, all I got to do is say it. Well, saying it is involved in working the principle, but saying it's not all there is to it. But saying it is important, because the word will get in you when you speak it. That's how fear gets in you. You say what the devil says and you will produce fear. And fear is really faith in the devil. Did you know that? You keep quoting the devil and you'll be fearful that God will not supply your need. You'll be afraid that this won't work and that won't work. You'll be fearful of certain diseases that'll come your way. And it comes by quoting what the devil says and believing what the devil said. But if we would say, quote, and proclaim what God said, it'll change your thinking from the inside out. If God said it, begin to say it. Well, somebody said, I just don't see how it could be true. Well, it's in the Bible. You know it's true, so start saying it. And if you will say it long enough, you'll go to believe in it. Amen. See, when you first start saying what God said, you may not really even believe it. But if you'll say it long enough, faith will come. Can you see that? Can you say amen?
Amen.
God bless you. I trust you've been blessed by the broadcast today. Before we leave the broadcast, let me remind you that all of this week we have a CD offer number 7251. 7251 is called Words, Faith, and Things. Actually, there's two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. Words, Faith, and Things. God's Word produces the faith for the things that God has given us. The Scripture tells us, God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby it's through these exceeding great and precious promises that we are able to obtain unto these things. God has already given them. And God's Word is the way that we enter into the things that God has given us. Faith in His Word. The Scripture tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why is it impossible to please God without faith? Because it takes faith to enter into the things that God has given us. The Scripture tells us that faith is a substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. God's Word is the promise. That's where the promise is. We confess the promise until faith is in our heart. The Apostle Paul said, the Word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. Then he goes on to tell us in that same chapter, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, when you hear it out of your mouth, it comes more quickly. Now, in His Word is resident the faith to produce the things that He has promised us. And when you get a hold of that, it will help you understand how to enter into God's provision. That's CD offer number 7251. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.